Second hour of the Mike McFeely Show gets underway here on the mighty 790 KFGO, broadcasting today from the Fargo Civic Center, the OutletRecreation.com Fall RV Expo and Ice Castle Show. Stop on by. I see some folks making their way in right now to look at the lovely RVs and the lovely Ice Castle fish houses. So if you're looking for something to to do this weekend, between Bison, going to the Bison basketball game tonight and going to the Bison football game tomorrow, I would encourage you to stop by downtown Fargo and check these things out. Speaking of the Bison basketball game tonight and the Bison football game tomorrow, I want to welcome into the program the athletic director, the boss, the head honcho of North Dakota State Athletics. His name is Gene Taylor, and he joins us now on the Mike McFeely Show. Hello, Gene. Oh, how's your weekend going?
Mike, it's good. How are you? Looking forward to the Harvest Bowl football game and dinner tonight. And like you said, we got basketball tonight, men and women's, and volleyball tonight, and wrestling all day tomorrow, so it's going to be a busy weekend.
It's a fun weekend. It's going to be a fun weekend at NDSU. Say, I got a message in yesterday, Gene, saying that you guys have some standing room only tickets available, and because of the deer hunting weekend, might be some seats and some things available at the football game tomorrow. So what's happening here? How can people take advantage?
Yeah, I appreciate that. We'd love for people to take advantage. Obviously, we've been sold out for a lot of games, and I know there's a lot of Bison fans that would love to get a chance to come to the game. And it's just kind of a perfect storm. You got the opening and deer hunting, and then you got a three-day weekend for our students. So the students didn't pick up all their allotment. They picked up just shy of about 1,000 tickets that they're available to them. And we know that there'll be, you know, some season ticket holders that may not come because of deer hunting. So we're hopeful that people will buy standing room with the idea that they'll be able to find a seat in the end zone near the student section. So just because it says standing room, this would be one game that you're more than likely going to be able to find a place to sit. So we've got a lot available, and we're encouraging people to buy them and come to the game and help us help that crowd noise out like we have such a huge advantage of on home games.
You know, when the Missouri Valley Conference puts out the schedule, Gene, can you and Craig Bohl put any influence on them to say, look, you know, this weekend for us, we have a lot of folks who are outdoorsmen in our fan base. can you avoid a home game for us on this particular weekend? Have you done that before?
Yeah, we have. But, you know, the primary thing for us is these, like, homecoming weekends. We kind of have to pick our priorities.
Oh,
and,
sure,
you
yeah.
know, so you got homecoming, you got the Harvest Bowl. You know, South Dakota State does the same thing with their pheasant opening. I think they have the same impact on their pheasant opening that we have with our deer opening. So, you know, you try your best to get a road game on that particular weekend. Doesn't always happen. And then when it falls on a three-day weekend for the students, it really impacts the folks. That, you know, and nothing against the students. They've been great. They've been picking up their seats all year long. It's just, and so that's what I want to encourage the fans, that even though it's a standing room, you will find a place to sit down this weekend if you go ahead and get your ticket.
It seems like it's been like a month and a half since you played a home game. But between the bye and the road game down at Terre Haute, which is going like to the other side of the world, by the way. But anyway, it seems like it's been a long time since you had a home game. So people should be fired up, I would think.
Yeah, I would hope so. And I think that's, you know, we got two left, obviously. We've got this one this weekend, and a couple weeks from now we got South Dakota coming in. So, you know, because there are many fans who've tried to get tickets and haven't been able to, that's why we really encourage them to jump on board. We're going to be selling them, obviously, till 5 o'clock today, and then tomorrow morning all day at the Dome until kickoff. So, and then we think there'll be some tickets coming back from Illinois State in regards to the seats that they are going to use. So there'll be plenty of tickets available. Don't shy away. And if you're not a deer hunter, come to the game.
And by the way, you have two regular season home games left. I have a pretty good feeling you might have a couple more home games coming up after the regular season, Gene. Things are looking pretty good right now for your team. And you have to win the football games. Craig's got to win the football games, but there's a pretty good chance there's going to be some more games at the Dome in the playoffs, right?
Yeah, you know, you certainly you look at that, and you were at 8 wins right now. And with, you know, you want to, every game is critical, as we know, at this time of year. And, you know, so Illinois State's coming in with a 4-game win streak. Youngstown next week, you know, ADs can look ahead, coaches and players can't. You know, they're undefeated in the league. That's going to become a huge game. But yeah, the more we win, the more we position ourselves at the end of the year for playoff games, many of them hopefully here in Fargo, like we've had the last 2 years, which is a huge, huge advantage, as you've seen for us the last 2 years.
No question about it. Did you see the article in the New York Times today about your head coach and your football program? And if you did, what did you think about it?
You know, it's pretty amazing. I don't know that the New York Times spends a lot of time covering sports, but when they do, the fact that we've got coverage about North Dakota State, it was a great article. You know, I think well deserved by Craig. I'm hoping that maybe because of the clothing store that, you know, maybe they'll throw a few sets of new suits directing the athletic director, possibly.
That's what I'm hearing today. I'm hearing not a lot of people, but a handful of people upset because it focused on the fact that Craig dresses nicely and has a nice, you know, relationship with Strauss Clothiers. And so I'm going, people, you know what? If that's the angle that the guy wanted to take, I've been in that boat where you're trying to write a story and find a new angle to it. Heck, it was the New York Times. It's the world's most influential publication, likely. Just be happy that NDSU Athletics is in the New York Times, for God's sakes. That's a good deal.
Absolutely. And it was a great article. You've obviously, there was a unique angle, which I thought was kind of different. And, you know, the guy that wrote the article obviously was impressed with the way Craig dresses. But from there, it led into a really great story about our football program and the success we've had and what Craig's been able to build. There's some very nice quotes in there by Coach Tom Osborne. So I thought it was a very complimentary article. And any time, like you said, whether it's College Game Day, whether we're arguing whether we're downtown or at the Fargo Dome, or whether the article in the New York Times is about us clothing as opposed to the fact that we're in the New York Times, those are good problems to have, I guess.
Well, and I know, and I don't want to pound the point here, but you go back 5 or 6 or 10 years, Gene, and to imagine where your football program is today, to the point that the fans are getting nitpicky and persnickety about the type of publicity they're getting on a national level, it's a good problem to have. Let's put it that way. It's a good thing for NDSU and for Fargo-Moorhead to have fans griping about the type of publicity they're getting on a national level.
Yeah, you know, I do think, you know, it's a fairly small number of fans, but they're typically most local. You know, hear about them for a lot of different ways. But, you know, Mike, you're right. It is unique. If you had told me, you know, 3 or 4 years ago that we would have been talking about a New York Times article or College Game Day or whatever the type of publicity we've been receiving nationally, you know, I would have probably scratched my head and, you know, I'm not sure I would have believed it. But it's here, and it's phenomenal for not only the athletic program and football, but the university as well. I mean, we all benefit from those kind of publicity opportunities.
One more question, John, I'll let you go, but your men's basketball team, speaking of publicity, has gotten some good publicity already, and I know that at this point of the year, basketball sort of gets lost in the vortex of the football team, but Saul Phillips has a nice collection of players this year. They've been picked to win the Summit League, and there's a chance, and nothing is ever guaranteed, but there's a chance that come March, your men's basketball team could be back in the NCAA tournament if they can win some Summit League tournament games, and it's going to be exciting, too, this winter in the Bison Sports Arena.
Mike, I tell you, that's the one thing I encourage our fans. Do not miss an opportunity to see this basketball team, whether it's tonight against Viterbo or whatever game they may be playing. This is a great, very, very talented basketball team across the board. You know, it rivals that group that we had a few years ago with Woody and Winks. And, you know, like you said, basketball comes down to the tournament in March. I think they're going to play a lot of good basketball. They're going to be in a position, but more than anything, these are talented basketball players, a group of seniors that are very similar to our football seniors. They built a program. They have a chance to, you know, go to NCAA tournament. Obviously, a lot of basketball to be played, but I really encourage fans to get out and watch this team play because they're a special group.
All right, Gene, thank you. And if you dress better, maybe the New York Times would do a story on you if you started wearing some of those Strauss suits.
Absolutely. That, so. I know. I need to probably start shopping somewhere. Be, you know, a couple of – never mind. I'm not going there.
I shop at Walmart, so that's fine. Thanks, Gene. I appreciate it.
Thanks, Mike. Talk to you later.
You bet. Gene Taylor, he's the athletic director at North Dakota State.